I'm going to ask Lisa Grant to step up here. Lisa may not be as happy, because I think Lisa is probably like most of you. She likes talking in private better than in public. Did I get that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to have a prayer service coming up here, as you know. And let me just hit that right there. A time where we're going to pray together. And I say it's a prayer service. It's really just an open time where we have been growing in our ability to contact God, pray, listen to God. And as we do, we start to pray more with each other as well as alone. And I just want to ask you, Lisa, the first prayer service we had, something came out of that for you. I just want you to just kind of tell us what happened there.
Okay. Well, over a year ago, I guess, was our first one.
Yeah.
And I was sitting down here kind of where I always sit, and it just happened to be that Miss Laura and Rhonda Spence were sitting in the pew behind me. And when they asked us to start praying, we huddled together and to pray together. And in those minutes that went by, it was really cool. God's presence was there. And all three of us, and I didn't even know Rhonda. I'd probably only spoke to her once or twice before that time. I knew Miss Laura really well. But in those moments, all of our hearts were really moved to pray for our youth, especially because we just all have some strong ties and a deep love for our youth. And we went through just the list of every name that we could come up with from our youth and some of our children's ministry, and just praying for them and their families. And and you know, when we kind of left that, you know, I was like, wow, you know, God was there. He was listening to that. And that went on. And then a few days later in the church gym, Rhonda stopped me and asked if I would be interested in coming to, you know, with her and Laura, coming to her house once a week and doing the same thing and just praying together. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, I would love to do that. And so every Wednesday morning, almost every Wednesday morning for the last over a year, we went to Rhonda's house and sat in her dining room and prayed together. And we've printed out lists of every name of all the youth and the children in our children's ministry, and opened up God's word and prayed God's words back to him. And God has shown me like the power in that over this last year of just speaking his words back to him, and in and doing that together with other people. And I've been a part for 20 years of many, many different women's Bible studies and small groups, and that have, you know, impacted me, and I've grown through those, and I'm a part of a lot of those even now. But I've never been a part of a group of people that just the sole reason we come together is not to talk about our lives, which we do a little bit, but, and it's not to study, you know, the word, but we obviously hear that. But the whole purpose of that hour is to pray together. And I'll still walk away every week thinking, God, you know, wow, God was listening. He heard us. Laura will say sometimes when we're leaving, because she speaks so much better than me, she'll hug me and say that this was like the healing balm of Gilead, you know, and, which is, you know, like Laura speaks so sweetly. And I just always go back to, wow, you know, and I know that God hears me when I pray alone. I know that. But there's something powerful in that, us being together in those moments that are just really cool.
Well, I think you speak as well as Laura. How many of you think she's done a pretty good job communicating that? And I was going to ask you a question about what you've seen, but I think you already kind of answered that. You may not keep rocks, but you have seen God answer those prayers in our youth, because Lisa works with youth, so she's not only praying for them, but she gets to see what God's doing in their lives too. And I think that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay.